Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
We have a trophy here that we're going to present. It's the World Championship Trophy, and it goes to the world champion, Portland Trailblazers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You're going to go back to throw the ball. Sets up, let's throw toward the corner of the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! The next out of the ball! Down to the 35, the 40. Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne's going to score! 20! That's
him! And Brendan Sprague.
Smith hands to Simonton. Simonton around the corner. Is he going to score? The Browns win! The crowd is on the field! Look out, everybody! The Beavers have won!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Lillard, long range three. And it's good! At the buzzer! Damian Lillard! Are you kidding me?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every single day. Good morning to you. Hope your Fridays are off to a great start.
Oh my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
My apologies. I'll try and stop talking.
I think it's really sexy.
It is very sexy. This show has been very sexy so far. And we're running a little late into the final hour, but what the hell, man? It is a Fastball Friday.
We're over the clock, and Swag's like, and the Mariners.
Playing tonight.
Nobody cares.
I don't care, damn it. I do owe an apology to one organization in one city.
Okay.
And that organization in that city is the Chicago White Sox and their wonderful fans. So we did the fun game of yesterday was opening day across Major League Baseball, unless you're the Tampa Bay Rays, because they're playing in a minor league stadium.
Okay.
Or in a spring training stadium. My apologies. Essentially the same thing. And I played the fun game out loud of, will there not be a sellout on opening day? Like, what cities would not are so down on their team or not passionate that there's no chance it's a sellout? And my two guesses yesterday were the Chicago White Sox, who have the lowest over-under win total in 35 years in Vegas. It's like 53.5. They won 41 games, I believe, last year.
It's historically low.
Historically low. And the Miami Marlins. Those are my two guesses. And I didn't watch much of the White Sox game, but credit to them for winning. So if you got the over, you're feeling pretty good. 8-1.
I don't think you are.
Blew them out.
They blew them out.
I don't think you are feeling good.
And maybe you're not. Maybe they're tanking every year in Chicago. There was, I mean, I don't know about sellout.
I'm stunned of one team that you didn't guess that nobody would have guessed.
Oh, there was another one I missed on my bingo. By the way, the Marlins had nobody. The Marlins crowd was sparse. And Paul Skeens was pitching for the Pirates.
He was great, and their bullpen stunk.
The bullpen blew it.
The Marlins won, right?
The Marlins won. They came back and won on the Pirates' bullpen. Who's the one I'm missing?
I'm just going off of, I think I saw two innings, and it was the back end of the game, and it was a very close ball game. So I don't know why I would have seen the amount of empty seats that I saw. Nolan Arenado hit a home run late for the Cardinals.
Really?
And I don't know if they announced that they had a sellout, but go watch just the highlights of the home run itself.
Interesting.
Empty seats.
That passionate
behind
fan
the
base.
Home base and in the outfield where he hit the home run.
Nobody defends their team better than the St. Louis Cardinal fans do, right? Come on.
Supposedly the best fans in baseball.
I don't know what's going on in St. Louis. I don't even know how good that team is.
I mean, they're losing
be.
For the first time in the like 35 years.
Okay.
They have been good every year.
And maybe he'll have a turnaround. I guess he had a down season. I didn't follow. No, I didn't even know who he was 9 years ago.
Okay, I'm watching an early home run here, and it's not. I mean, it's not maybe a sellout, but it's better than I would say you're giving it credit for. Were they down? Did they come back and win?
No, they were up.
They
when
were
he
up.
Hit the home run, but they weren't up like 9-0.
Early departing fans, are they Miami Heat fans now? 2 minutes to go. We're out of here.
I'm not telling you it was Oakland Oakland A's, Miami Marlins, you know,
that bad
spaced out.
But for St. Louis,
yeah,
sticks out.
To even see seven empty seats is shocking to me.
Yeah, that is one of those teams that seemingly sold out every game for 30 years, and they did get the reputation of the best fan base in baseball. But go look at their history.
Oh yeah,
and point to me in the last 30 years how many losing seasons they've had. And everybody's like, well, what happened to the fan base? It's like, go look at their record the last 2 years. They've sucked, but that's why people aren't going to their games anymore. It's no different than any other city. When you go through your downswings, that's what's going to happen. What do we got? Takeaways from opening day, baby. Give them to me. So fire away.
I love my Orioles winning the AL pick. They will be in the World Series.
Fun fact, Tyler O'Neill homered for the sixth consecutive opening day for
Adley
the Orioles.
Adley Rutschman had a pair, and one was a moonshot.
Fun fact, nobody knew Tyler O'Neill was an Oriole.
I didn't know until yesterday. And then I thought, why wasn't that stat out there? Because I definitely would have bet in just a home run prop on Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
If I would have known, somebody would have told me that he had homered in five straight opening days.
Yeah.
So we got to set the phone reminder for next year's opening day.
Yeah, the Red Sox let him go so they could pay Bregman when he came in. Because he was with the Red Sox last year, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, O'Neill was with the Red Sox. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
One of my takeaways, and this is all going to be from a slanted point of view of what did you watch, who did you watch?
Yeah.
Having watched and I missed the first, I want to say it was 3.5 innings of the Braves game because I was driving home.
Uh-huh. That turned out to be a good game late.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
When I got home, I turned it on. I'm watching this, which, by the way, I'm doing the radio feed with the TV. And so, like, I like the radio call a little more in Atlanta than the TV call, but it's slightly lagging behind the TV action.
Ah, it's a hair behind.
Yeah, so it's like, and the pitch, and he's already grounded out, and I'm like, and he's out, and the inning's over.
Yeah, I know that, thank you.
But I'm doing it anyway. But I'm watching this, and I had two takeaways, okay? Aside from the fact that I was a better manager yesterday than Brian Snitker.
Yes, that's World Series champion.
Well, I'm a two-time champion.
That is true.
1995 and
who could forget
2021.
Could forget the role you played in 95?
Now,
little Sprague tomahawk chopping in his bedroom watching that game.
9-year-old Brandon Sprague.
Let's go do the justice!
How'd you know what I sounded like? One, if we ever get a team, I mean, just looking at that scene at San Diego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our listeners, Ryan, was at it because I guess his girlfriend is a Braves fan. And so he chose to be a Padre fan to just, you know, blend in with everybody.
There we go.
My God.
Looked incredible.
It is on my bucket list. I want to go to San Diego so bad. I want to go to that ballpark. It was a great atmosphere. Fans are going crazy. That lineup is just lethal. The other takeaway is this. You could never have multiple men on base in an inning when your team is now giving up runs and hits when they were leading going into the inning. There's no scenario that exists when your manager in a pivotal spot needing a desperate out with multiple runners on base goes to the bullpen and pulls out from the bullpen a guy named Aaron Bummer, and that's going to end well for you. We got this guy.
You got Aaron Bummer on your team. I know. He came in yesterday.
I know.
I was watching that game late. I flipped over after the Giants game was over.
Because Neris was getting lit up, and I'm like, why did you not pull him sooner? Okay, you didn't. Let's go to the Aaron Bummer.
Aaron Bummer.
My God,
you're
we're
just
going.
Bummed. The second he comes in, you're bummed.
You're instantly not thinking anything good is happening there.
This isn't going to happen. I was ready to rant about the Giants being terrible, and they scored 4 runs in the 9th inning. So we're back. We're going to be great this year. No doubt about it. Offense is here to stay.
And your guys' jerseys were pretty sweet.
The road grays or the new City Connect ones?
Oh, I guess it'd be the... Well, I was looking at the white ones. Maybe I was looking at an old clip of Brock Purdy.
Probably an old clip of Brock
Purdy. You guys were on the road yesterday?
They were on the road yesterday.
Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati. Yeah. In Cincinnati, come from behind win.
Yeah, I like the white Giants jerseys.
It's always a clean look. It's one of the cleanest looks out there. The Dodgers won. Nobody cares. They're irrelevant. They cheat. Mariners came back and won late.
But did you see Tom Hanks react to a home run from Ohtani?
I mean, nobody cares. Nobody cares about them cheating.
The best part was Kirk Gibson throwing out the first pitch to Freddie Freeman.
Can I ask a question from opening day?
That what about eat your own awesome. Full uniform to Dan Wilson?
That was my question.
Talk about playing nostalgia until it just freaking, just ring in the rag.
At what point
dry.
Does that become douchey?
What do you mean?
Throwing out the first pitch in full uniform.
Oh, yeah, it's douchey? I thought it was kind of funny. Also, he doesn't
like
look bad for his
53
age.
53 years old.
That was my other takeaway.
Probably
like,
his same uniform, too.
Probably.
He's got a...
What?
Does he ever take it off? Does he wear it when he sleeps with his wife? Does he wear his Mariner uniform? I don't know. What, like, is he going to be 75 out there throwing the first pitch and he's still wearing full uniform?
Do you think he has any Marlins gear at all?
No, probably not.
Has to have no Marlins gear,
no Yankee gear. Wasn't he with the Yankees for a minute, too? Didn't Ichiro land in New York for a couple of days?
Look, the M's came back last night. They won, to be fair. Rosarena went yard. Polanco went yard.
Jorge Polanco, three-run eighth.
Goldsmith called the A's the Oakland A's and then said, "Find me. I don't care anymore."
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that this year. They're telling you. You got to just call them the athlete. You can't call them Sacramento and you can't call them Oakland.
Look.
What are they?
I get why you do the Ichiro thing. He's going to the hall. He's going to.
I'm not questioning him throwing out the first pitch. I'm just like, at what point does that become weird?
By the way, real quick Sprague calendar update. The Spragues are eyeing a little weekend situation. August 7th at Climate Pledge. Lady Gaga. August 9th, Ichiro retirement night.
Retirement night. Ah, there you go.
A little weekend up in Seattle.
A little weekend for the Sprays. But, like, I just feel like they do it as much as anybody does of everything is just of one little era.
We have, like, four positives in the history of our franchise. Yeah. And they're going to hammer those positives home, man.
Well, they only have two eras. I mean, there was Ichiro in 116 wins, and then there was Edgar and Griffey and Buehner in 95.
That's it.
That's all they got.
Yeah, 116 wins. They got that.
Yeah, that was 01. That was Ichiro, his rookie year.
You know, you can make fun of Ichiro for being in full uniform. Dan Wilson was also in full uniform. Are they both the manager of the team? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
You remember he took
I didn't
over.
Watch the game. I
he
don't
was
have
their room. Interim guy. Remember late last year?
No, they I don't said, remember anything about the Mariners.
They hired him out of the broadcast booth, didn't they? Yep. Wasn't he broadcasting games? And they were just like, why don't you come down?
Oh, who did? Jeff Saturday? We got a Jeff Saturday
situation. We did. And then everybody's like, why would you do that? And they were like, well, we're going to make him the permanent manager. We're like, oh, okay. All right.
Now that you mentioned it, I kind of do remember
They fired Scott Service.
How about that?
I got him out of there.
I had no idea. I just saw Dan Wilson, and I'm like, Dan Wilson's in full uniform.
Dude, you could do the manager game of Major League Baseball.
Couldn't name 10.
He told me yesterday Will Venable is the manager of the White Sox, and I'm like, what? Okay. He's like, just got done playing.
I heard a random last week before. Actually, I think it was after Monday's show. They did a Terry Francona's back in Major League Baseball.
He's managing the Reds.
I had no idea.
He's back in the Reds, man.
Can you name 10 managers?
Probably not. We can play that fun game in the next segment. How many managers can you name off the top of your head without looking it up? Because I could probably get to 10.
I think you guys together could get to 10.
We could easily, because I could name the Dodgers, the Giants, the Braves, the Mariners. Now we just went through that. I know Francona's managing. I know Will Venable is in Chicago. Like, then you got weird stance, Craig Counsell with the Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Cora's
right.
Still in Boston.
Cora, yeah.
You got What's-His-Nuts who got turfed in Houston, Hinch in Detroit.
Yes.
Boone in New York.
Right.
Hmm.
One more. Dirt should get this.
Oh, you have Vogt. The guy,
Vogt in Cleveland. Yeah. Bruce Bochy in Texas.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So Buckethead. We got him. Last baseball note I have for you. This is a hilarious stat that I enjoy every single year, and maybe it finally comes to an end.
That was a great line about Dan Wilson. He's the manager.
Why is he in full uniform? Because he's managing the team.
I thought they were both super excited to see each other.
Nostalgia night. Just put your uniform on. Get the gear on, Danny boy. Was he wearing the catcher's gear to catch up?
No, he just had the glove. But Ichiro threw it like 84 miles an hour.
This is a funny random stat that lingers in Giant fandom. Barry Bonds retired 19 years ago. Okay, played his final game in a Giants uniform, and then he was blackballed from Major League Baseball.
Makes me feel very old.
19 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know that since he retired, he was their left fielder for however many years, right? A staple in left field, opening day, who's starting in left field is Barry Bonds. They have had a different starting left fielder literally every season since he retired.
Jeez.
19 consecutive years. Some of the names on the – Dave Roberts was the first one. Fred Lewis, you guys won't remember that. Mark DeRosa, Pat Burrell, Aubrey Huff, Andre Torres, Michael Morse, Nori Aoki, Angel Pagan, Parker. I don't even know who the hell Parker is. I have no clue. Hunter
That's
Pence.
All listed as Parker?
Connor Joe, Dickerson, Austin Slater, Jock Connor Peterson, Blake Joe. Sable, Michael Conforto, and then this year, Helly. They have had 19 straight different starting left fielders since he retired.
You got a Connor Joe in there?
There's a Connor Joe in there, man. Isn't that a CBS show where he's killing people or a cop or something? I don't know.
Is your team going to be good this year?
I mean, they'll be fine. You know, they'll win 85
there's a,
games.
There's a bit of like, I'm it sure was excited okay. to have it on my TV. I'm going to have it on again today.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get home and have early games. Like, that's the beauty of being a Braves fan is all these games start at 3, 4 o'clock, sometimes 2.
That's the beauty of baseball is it's something to watch every day. You get home and you're like, hey, they're on. All right, let's watch the game.
But I will admit, and as much as I love my team, I'll watch. I got the MLB TV package yesterday.
Yeah, get the package.
There's a bit of like, kind of feels pointless.
What's the point?
Yeah. Because
there's a cheating organization that's allowed to break the rules.
Well, be better.
Do whatever the hell they want.
Be better.
Yeah.
Spend money like they do.
Don't be illegal. How about that? Don't be illegal.
Nothing illegal there.
There's nothing illegal.
That's illegal.
They're following the rules.
That's illegal. Star players gambling on sports, the whole thing, man. It's a big controversy.
Don't
rely
on revenue sharing to support your payroll.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Hey, let's get to the NCAA tournament continuing tonight. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino. Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Text at the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. I'm a Mariner fan, and until last night, I forgot Dan Wilson's our manager, so I forgive you. So,
I mean, I can't watch the game. I don't root.
No, I don't have roots, so I will not be watching. I'm actually going to be livid. You're going to hear a long rant from me in a matter of days, because the Giants' home opener this year is against the Mariners, and I will be unable to watch.
Oh, because of blackout restrictions.
Yeah, for some dumb reason, our city is considered in their broadcast window, and so I can't watch Mariner games on MLB TV, and I don't have Root TV, so I'm not going to be able to watch that entire series, and that's awesome.
By the way, that shot I referenced in the report, one of our listeners, Justin, sent a video. I guess he missed it?
Yeah, he said, I think it just hit the bottom of the net, and it looked like it went in.
It looks, yeah, was an illusion. Swoosh and, yeah. Or swish, and then I turned off my phone while I was on vacation.
One more correction, too. Somebody said there was a rain delay in St. Louis, and that's why fans left, and then the game resumed.
Hey, so, all right, there you go.
To each their own. So we got to look
around. Look at us not knowing anything about baseball outside of our own teams.
You know, look, we're going to watch our teams. That's what we're going to do. That's how we roll. Bigger deal last night, Alabama breaking a three-point record or Texas Tech winning in a 16-point comeback on a game-winning shot?
I think both are pretty significant. I was a little surprised to hear Swag's stance or thought on this record-breaking performance. I'm so desensitized to threes that you say 25 in a game, and doesn't really register as a big deal to me.
You weren't here yesterday, but if you were, if I would have said, who holds the record for most three-pointers made in a tournament game as a team?
I wouldn't have been able
to guess. Anybody, like, what percentage of our audience could answer
that
question?
They have to be my age, because I remember that. That's one of the tournament games I remember.
So you don't remember a single return game of any athlete, but you remember, you could tell me that.
I remember that LMU that is team.
Brett Favre going back to Lambeau Field, nothing registers.
Nope.
No.
But LMU holding the three-point record in a tournament?
I remember the game. It was Michigan in the Elite, or in the, was it the Elite Eight? It was either the Sweet 16 to get to the Elite Eight. And they
Clyde Drexler coming back to Portland.
What
Nothing.
Is your sports brain? I'd love to study this. Could you
Wayne Gretzky going back to Edmonton?
I was in college.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was after Hank Gathers had died in the conference tournament.
Had he not passed away, would you remember it as vividly?
Yeah, because I loved watching that team. Paul Westhead and the 7 second go, and what they did was so different from anybody else.
But your stance of, like, people your age all remember that, I don't think that's accurate.
Anybody that paid attention to college basketball will remember that. Mm.
That record was how old?
1991.
The it's fact 2025. That the record, why do you think people that even watched it would
35-year-old record, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the fact that the way threes are shot currently, the fact that that record has still stood.
Mm-hmm.
Is miraculous in and of itself.
So to me, like seeing Sears come out the gate and do that, I've liked Bama a long time. I think Nate Oates is a great coach. That's no like hot take. They have been dealing with blowing a lot of moments throughout this season. Not a lot, but they've had their moments in the SEC where like, eh, or they play these close, like they struggled against Robert Morris in the first game of the tournament. We saw these people that bet on Robert Morris straight up. That was a complete game of offensive output that you've seen from Alabama maybe all year. Now, you could say they were hot. That's not going to carry over. That Alabama team, and whether it's 25 threes, 20 threes, whatever, that Alabama team is deserving of saying they could also win the national championship. They've got size. They have a guard play.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean, though, Texas Tech coming down from 13 from 4 minutes left.
Bigger deal for you last
night. And Calipari's team losing that lead when he had never lost that lead ever in his coaching career.
There just haven't been that many games in the tournament. This is the irony. We talked about this while you're out this week, that the ratings are the strongest they've been in forever.
Since the 90s.
Like, insane. 90s, yeah. And everybody's like, well, no Cinderella, the tournament's dead, which clearly is not the case. But also the irony is the tournament, I would argue, and we kind of talked about this on Monday, it hasn't really been that good. That's why the Texas Tech Arkansas game stood out to me, is just we haven't had many games coming out of the wire. Like, you had the brief moment in Duke, Arizona last night where you're like, all right, is Caleb Love going to really do this? Or down by six? But they couldn't really get over that threshold to make it a one-possession game.
Yeah, he had a blocked three, and I feel like if he makes that three, I think it cuts it to four.
You're like, okay,
but
maybe.
Got blocked, and then Duke took advantage. And
Bama, BYU was, you know, there were moments where BYU was trying to, all right, are they going to backdoor something here? It's like, no, it just, you know, Bama scored 180 points in that game last night, and again, broke the record. So that's why the Texas Tech-Arkansas thing was a standout for me. Was one, it was Calipari blowing a 16-point lead, not calling a timeout, which will always be a controversial decision for a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a game that went, is that our first overtime game in the tournament?
It is.
Yes.
First overtime game. First, and I know it wasn't technically a buzzer beater, but you had a late three to tie the game, a final possession to try and win, and then a late bucket to go ahead with, what was there, 6 seconds left in overtime or whatever it
seven
was?
7 seconds,
seconds when they scored. So that was one of the few down to the wall. We just haven't had a lot of those in the tournament.
No. Well, I mean, records could stand forever, and there could be a lot of people like Swag that are like, I'll remember Alabama breaking that record forever. There's also the other side of that of, like, Texas Tech got to an Elite Eight. We want to talk about Texas Tech being good this year and being great and getting to an Elite Eight.
I don't know.
Calipari, year one. Arkansas didn't start out well. Seemed to be ending a lot better than it started. And like, oh my God, maybe he's got this going at Arkansas. But he blew the game for the first time in his career, went up by six or more at the half. So I think both can be true. I just don't know how many or what the percentage of people that knew what that record was. I think the Cinderella being dead, I still think the context here is what conferences some of the, like BYU was in the WCC last year.
They were? Or 2 years ago.
Or 2 years ago. Thank you. So like if they're in the WCC and they're having this season.
Yeah, Houston was in the American Conference until Houston, 2 years ago.
Right. So like the restructuring of the sport itself has kind of warped the way we talk about this. I think even Arkansas, even though they're in the SEC, it's not like that's been the most amazing program every year of our lives. They've had some ups and a lot of downs.
No, it's been a long time since Nolan Richardson.
And them being the 10 seed getting to that point. Maryland, back in our lives, I know they're in the Big Ten, but again, Maryland hasn't had a lot of great years the last like 15 seasons. Yeah, so.
And their coach is about to bounce, and we'll see where they go from there.
You know, I think the tournament has maybe lacked last-second stuff, but I think the tournament's been good. I think today's games, it's not really bold to say I think today's games will be good. I think they will be. Curious to see how Houston responds. They kind of blew a big double-digit lead against Gonzaga. Purdue's a really well-coached team, but they want to ugly that game down.
They're the only team remaining in the Sweet 16 that every single one of their players in their eight-man rotation is homegrown. Not a single transfer at Purdue.
See, that's rare. You just don't get that. I want to see what Michigan can do against a, you know, what's been largely a good Auburn team. Chris Beard and Ole Miss. When have you ever, last time you thought about Ole Miss was that one kid that everybody hated.
Marshall Henderson.
Marshall Henderson. You don't think of Ole Miss and go Elite Eight.
No, not at all.
Potential Final Four
no,
team.
No, I remember them losing to Valpo on the home run play.
There you go. And then, I mean, Tennessee is going to, it should be a good game.
That's
going to
be awesome theater.
So, like, today lines up a little better. Unfortunately, yesterday, we might have also just had wagons. It might be a Florida-Duke championship just in our destiny.
Yeah, I want to talk a little about this weekend, too, because that's the weird part. We got games tonight, but then the Elite Eight starts tomorrow. We got Alabama-Duke tomorrow afternoon.
It's a turn and burn.
That, I mean, it's just, there's a lot to get to. So I want to get to that coming up next. Also, a fun stat from our P1 Jordan said, while we're doing fun stats, if Alabama didn't make a single two-point shot, they still would have beaten BYU. Also, how about the BYU kid getting the tee for making a look after making a three?
How about BYU doing locker room cam after the kid hit somebody in the nuts?
Yeah, his celebration after getting ejected.
And they forgot they did the cam. Here's this teammate watching his teammates. I'm like, yeah. He's in that locker room because he just hit somebody in the nuts.
We're going to just kind of overlook that
what
factor.
What are we doing?
Got to overlook that factor. I'll put up a poll question on this. Did you know the three-point record for a tournament game prior to yesterday? Could you have been able to, I don't know, I think about a way to phrase that. We'll do that kind of next. I want to take a look at the weekend of sports, and it is a plenty. We'll do that next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, the poll question is up. Prior to last night, did you know who held the three-point record for an NCAA tournament game? Alabama broke it. Did you know the answer? Do you know who? Seven votes in. Everybody's voted no. I'm curious what this turns out to be. We asked yesterday, what are you more excited for, opening day or the Sweet 16? Ooh.
That's a pretty easy one.
Sweet 16 won.
It's 162 baseball games.
Yeah, like, there's only one opening day, though, Bob. There's only one opening day. Now it's done. Now it's over and gone.
It's not 1933 anymore.
It's over and gone. Damn
if you've
it.
Got your peanuts and your Cracker Jacks, welcome to the ballpark.
Well, it was funny. We talked about that yesterday. And I said,
you want a hot dog?
I'm more anticipating the Sweet 16 games.
You got your top hat and your suit.
Yeah.
Smoking a stogie in row four, reading the newspaper as warm-ups are going underway.
Gillis, that's one of the funniest things he's ever said is when Jackie Robinson.
When white people lost their cool, man. That was it.
Cole
Curley, the greatest athlete alive.
I would love to actually hear when they went from talking like this, welcome to the ballpark, to welcome into the ballpark today. We're all here talking normal now.
When did it change?
I would like to pinpoint what season it went from welcome in today, the discount double day, to normal voice.
54.9% of people said Sweet 16 was what they were more excited for.
That's
yesterday.
Not even a I loved seeing some baseball.
I don't
on
think
my
you
iPad.
Did. I think you're anti-baseball. I think you're against the sport,
well,
man.
My team also lost.
Who hurt you?
So.
You know, yeah, they win yesterday. You're changing your tune on that one.
I did want to ask you. It's kind of a philosophical question, I guess, or life question. So the wife and I went to a nice restaurant in Bend,
yeah.
And we didn't know how nice it was until we walked in and we said, "See, you know, can we get a
it's a nice spot
table for two?" Left our kiddos alone.
Yeah,
had a little date night.
Here you go.
Yeah, sure. Be about a 90-minute wait. And we're like, oh,
whoa,
yeah. Okay,
whoa.
Did you do the 90-minute wait? We did not. She really wanted to try this place.
Yeah,
and so like we
90 minutes is too long.
It's way too long. So we were gonna go somewhere else, and then I'm like. Well, I saw a guy come out with to go, and I'm like, "What if we just scoot to go?"
Oh, there
and then
you go.
We could take it back to the hotel and you know, eat dinner there. So she goes, "Okay." So we go in and we put our order in, and they're like, about 20-minute wait, so
much more manageable.
We walk out, and she wants to go get a beverage, so we walk, and we eventually get to a place we kept walking by on our walk from our apartment to downtown. We walk in there to get a drink, and it's a slightly older establishment. You know, I saw it, and I'm like, "Ah, oh, this seems really good." And then we walk in, and went. Yeah. Of a certain age.
Yeah.
Right? Not too old, but in that, and I don't mean any disrespect here, but in that like 50 to 80 range
yes.
is more like what the customer was.
A lot of clientele's in there who were
we
retired
looked a lot
or, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we go to the bar and we're kind of nestled up right next to a gentleman and a lady. And we're talking, but like also they're talking a little louder. And now
that's
we're
because they can't
hear. What?
What?
But they seemed, you know, of good young age, retirement, grandparent life. And we realized in the moment, they're on a date.
A blind date.
This is a blind date, a first date. Wow. There's a feel-out process. This guy was at the Beaver game the night before in Hillsboro, and now he's in Bend.
He heard the sweet voice of Jason Swigert. Right.
He probably did. His son-in-law is the Washington pitching coach. I learned that because he's right next to me telling her.
Fun fact.
And so, you know, he's a Beaver fan. He played for Mike Riley at Linfield, and she's also, like, super into golf. Good-looking gal.
Sounds like a good couple. Seems like it could work.
I was happy to buy him
a round of drinks? And
hell no, dude. They were $17 drinks.
You should have bought him a shot of Fireball. So let's turn this thing up a notch, baby.
Are you kidding me? Their retirement's going to be better than mine. I'm not going to have one. Unless I call Trajan. But we're listening, and we're just kind of like taking in the conversation. And I kept thinking the entire time, Dirt, if God forbid I ever lost my wife.
Yeah, if something happened.
Is this going to be me?
At 64?
Would that be you? Would you go on blind? I don't know how old he was. I'm guessing because they were both in grandparent stage of life.
You're guessing 60s.
They're not too old. They look good for their age.
Fit older people.
They're active, you
know. That's a Central Oregon staple, man. A lot of fit people over there.
A lot of fit people. Could you see a world where you don't have a Mrs. Johnson, God forbid? Are you getting back on the old saddle and now you're at the Pine Tavern on a blind date talking about how you've got three grandkids and you go on a golf trip and we get a little wild on those golf trips? It's like high school again.
MVP of the PIL back in the day.
Yeah. You want to check my tape? I still got the tape. You want to check out the tape? I got the tape. The tape's still there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could. I don't know. I don't even want to even contemplate it. It's so hard to think about.
Well, I couldn't help but think about it.
Because could I do this?
They found themselves. I don't know if it's divorce or.
I think it depends on how long have I been sans of Mrs. Johnson?
Let's call it a year.
No chance. No chance.
Really?
No chance. No way.
A year's a long time.
No way in hell. 10 years, maybe.
10 years? 10 years, the
maybe. 10 years, maybe.
10 years?
10 years is... I don't know if it's my minimum. I don't know if it's a minimum thing for me, but it would take much longer than a year for
me. You're just alone for a decade.
Just hanging out. Just doing my thing.
I don't even know if you have a decade at this point of your life, though. That's kind of my point.
Well, I could, because I'm out playing golf every day. I'm fit and healthy. Wow. Look at me. I'm active. I'm getting my steps in. Yeah. I'm walking. Okay. Getting some vitamin D in my life.
I thought you were a fat. You said you were a fat. I don't know if you have a decade.
At that point, I would, because I'm playing golf, carrying my clubs at that point. Look at me. I'm playing 36
a day. It would take you a solid decade to start dating again.
I don't know about a decade, but definitely longer than a year. Definitely longer than a year.
Now, what if it's divorce?
That's different. Okay. Divorce would be different.
Six months? 2 months?
Yeah, a couple months. You know, divorce is different.
Doesn't take long after divorce.
Different equation.
The best part was we left, right, to go get our food, and they were still there, and I'll give them credit, like, I was waiting for the quiet part of the conversation, like, I don't know what to say, she doesn't know what to say. They didn't allow it. They kept going, they just kept talking. Good conversation. They seemed like they were vibing good.
Yeah.
I kept walking away, and all I kept thinking about was a reality show where you guess, did they go on a second date?
Yeah, was there date number two?
Was there date number two? Now, the wife took it as sex. I was just like, hey, do you think that they, you know? And she was like, oh, definitely date two. They're getting it on. And I was like, oh, I meant just a second date in general, but
meeting again in a public place and going out on a limb and seeing if it works out.
Yeah.
Based on the way you're describing this to me, I would tell you that there was a date number two.
I've watched worse movies, by the way.
Have you?
They ended up
working
on them together.
Hey.
Worse people could have been hooking up.
This was her stabbing cabin.
Well, it's going to be a great sports weekend. Very excited for it. Alabama Duke tomorrow is going to be delightful.
We can get to that next.
Blazers are in New York on Sunday. Another must-lose game for them.
10 years is a long time.
10 years, yeah, it's probably a little extreme. It wouldn't be 10 years. 1 year too quick.
1 year's too quick.
Way too quick. Somewhere in the 3 to 7 year range. Sweet spot.
I could see you like a year later and you have the necklace. You just start crying. What are you crying?
What are you crying about?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Let's wrap it up on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll close it up next on The Fam. All right. P. Rebecca Black, I guess. She's gone.
I just said it. He just went, who cares?
All right.
All right.
Well, tournament continues tonight. 4 games. Ole Miss, Michigan State's first up. We got to wait till 4:09 again.
Is that game exciting to you on paper?
No.
No.
Michigan State is a boring watch.
Yeah, I mean, these are games, to be honest with you. I like the general. You can sell me on the idea. Kentucky-Tennessee, I think, should be a good game. I'm excited for that one.
Just you think Auburn's going to blow out Michigan?
Headliner.
I don't know if they're going to blow them out. Those are more games of like, dude, it's a Friday night. I'll keep an eye on the scores. Hmm. We'll see what's going on. The weather's supposed to be nice this evening. You know, let's see how the day goes. I ended up doing that
yesterday.
The
weather here is supposed to be nice?
I think after like 11 a.m., the rain's supposed to go away. Sun kind of peeks out of the clouds in the afternoon is what my dirt forecast is telling me. That's my fingers are tingling and telling me the sun's going to come out a bit later on. So,
by the way, winter is over.
Winter is officially
spring is
over.
Here.
Spring,
yeah.
It has sprung.
Yeah.
It's sprung.
It has sprung.
It's sprung. So that's kind of how I'm viewing the games tonight. I hope we get entertaining games. And some of it is saving up the ammunition for tomorrow. I think Florida's going to beat the living hell out of Texas Tech. Maybe I'm wrong on that. They just seem like a wagon right now. Yeah. I don't have any faith in Texas Tech.
Hmm.
Duke-Bama is the most exciting game of the tournament so far.
I cannot wait for that
Duke
one.
Duke-Bama is... Alabama just scored 100... What did they score? 113 last night? Is that what they had?
Yeah.
113 points in a game. Cooper Flagg just had an unbelievable, like, I'm carrying the team performance for Duke. While Caleb Love was outstanding for Arizona, and it still didn't matter. They won the game relatively comfortably and led basically the entire game. Dude, the first half line was Duke minus 5.5. That was the first half line. The game was tied with 40 seconds to go in the first half, and Duke covered the first half line.
Yeah, Flagg hit that three at the end.
Cooper Flagg hit the late three at the end. They had an and one or something, and then Cooper Flagg hit the late three, and you're like, oh, look at that. They covered that first half line. That's the one. At 5:49 tomorrow, my ass will be on my couch watching.
I think
every second.
I think there's a really good chance. Interesting, you might be right on Florida against Tech. I think Florida looks just as much a wagon as Duke does. That's the beauty of this tournament, though. Like, none of that may matter.
Yeah.
Texas
been very
Tech
chalky.
Might
been very
be
chalky
on
so far.
Like, Hawkins wasn't amazing last night from three for Tech.
No.
What if he is the next game?
Could be.
Duke Bama. I mean, my God, what do you even say?
Get your popcorn.
Get your popcorn, indeed, because I've been weary. The only thing on Duke that I'm weary of is the young players in the tournament thing. Maybe this is the exception to the long-time rule, but they almost blew that lead against Arizona yesterday, so I just wonder. Alabama's had some dudes. They've been here before. Can Nate Oates put them over the top there?
Yeah. That should be a fun one tomorrow. Blazers, please lose Sunday in New York. They're at MSG, 3 o'clock Sunday. I'll probably be watching the tournament. Please lose. Just please. 8 games to go. Finish the mission strong. You're almost there. The finish line is right in front of you. Bryce McGowan's can't play anymore. That's fine. Ryan Rupert can play 40 minutes in that game. He can.
I don't think he played last night.
He's got legs. Put him in the game. Duop Reed, too. Thanks for being a part of our Friday, everybody. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Thurton Sprague and at 1080thefan. Enjoy all the sports this weekend. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel. We love you all. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.